From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump late Tuesday delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress, a speech whose themes were laid out by White House spokesman Sean Spicer Monday.
You can expect a speech grounded firmly in solving real problems for every American. How can we make sure that every American who needs a better job get one? How can we get kids who are trapped in failing schools into better ones? How we can keep gangs and drug violence out of our neighborhoods and communities? The president will address the Americans who have been waiting for help from their leaders for too long and let them know that help is finally on the way.
Mr. Trump also laid out some of his intentions Monday to the nation's governors.
My budget also puts America first by keeping tax dollars in America to help veterans and first responders. So important. This budget follows through on my promise to focus on keeping Americans safe, keeping out terrorists, keeping out criminals, and putting violent offenders behind bars or removing them from our country altogether.
The budget expected to be made public next month also seeks to cut domestic programs and foreign aid to other countries. Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The charges against the Vietnamese and Indonesian women carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at Kuala Lumpur Airport. Senior officials from the United States, Japan, and South Korea met Monday in Washington on ways to further restrict funding for North Korea's weapons programs, especially targeting Pyongyang's illicit activities. This is VOA News.